to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get outside and enjoy a little bit of this winter wonderland that we all live in. Because you know what? You need to be out on your back deck or just outside your garage. We'll touch on that in a minute. And firing up a grill or smoker, because you know what? Real grilling guys, they don't stop when the weather gets cold. I'm Jop, and joining me today is the baritone of beer, Chaz, from Schmoe's Brewery. Barbecue Bob is out on sabbatical. We're going to be touching base with him in a minute, but good morning, Chaz.
Good morning, Jop.
How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful. I took a little time off the ice to come in and do a little radio with you.
Yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about that, too, because our friend Chaz is on the USA ice team, and it is ice fishing season, so he brought a little rod here that's all of about 12 inches long, and we're going to talk about that, too, because it's when you're out ice fishing, the delicate side of fishing is what you wouldn't necessarily think of Chaz, but he's going to put it together for us. But we're going to go on the live line right now to Barbecue Bob because he's at a couple trade shows that have to do with the outdoor industry and what might be happening in your backyard this coming spring. So, Barbecue Bob, you out there, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Thanks. What's going on where you are? Where are you?
Well, I'm in Sacramento now, working the Northern California backyard show, Home and Garden. And I'm with a group of people that we all know, Sapphire Grills, and some folks that I do business with called California Backyards. It's a chain of very large barbecue and hot tub stores, and just a store job that you would go nuts in. I mean, and Chaz would too, because they have this huge array of smokers and stuff that is it's candy land. And so I helped them out a little bit with the hot tub business because they're an Arctic spa dealer, and helping them out now with the barbecue business too. So it's just fun stuff. You know, I have great I guess work that I do because it's all fun stuff. You know, it's not like I work for the IRS and I just got to thump people all day. I just get to talk about fun things with folks, and then you and I get to do the same thing. But I spent the week out in Atlantic City. And I got there just as the blizzard ended, and it was something else because I was, you know, figuring I was going to be in trouble the whole while on the way out. I was going to get stuck in Philly or not be able to land. And they got the runways clear just in time for us to land. And I encountered a really cool individual. I Uber a bunch, and my Uber driver was from Tunisia. And this guy's been here for 20 years. And I just want to share this because it's important to remember where we live. He's been here 20 years, and I just had this wonderful conversation about his opinion of America. And this guy loves this country so much. He now owns a jewelry store, and he's driving Uber to pay for his son's college, his oldest boy's college at Penn State. He said he's living the American dream. So, you know, while these other people are crying, these immigrants, the ones that come in legally anyway, are doing things the way it's all laid out, and they're loving it. So, I don't know. Those kind of people inspire me, and it's always the people who seem to be newest to arrive.
Hey, Bob, did you get a chance to roll some smoke while you were out there in Atlantic City?
No.
Oh.
No.
Saving that for the Sacramento crowd?
Yeah, we're getting ready to cook on some sapphires here, but I did eat some really good food. And Chaz, this is something you'd really probably dig. I had a I had a Belgian beer, and we go to the same place in the basement of the Tropicana every year for one night, and everybody meets there, and it's called Fire and Water. And it's just a fun place, and it was a crazy crowd. But I saw they had a huge selection of beers, and one in particular was a Trappist Roquefort. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh, yeah.
That's got some extra funk in that. That'd be really up Adam's alley.
It really has some funk in it. The guy poured it in my matching goblet, of course, like they do with Belgians. And then he took the bottom of it and kind of shook it up and poured it over the top for a beautiful caramelized head. I had to post it on the Facebook page because it was just so gorgeous. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. What are you guys doing?
Well, we're sitting here getting ready to enjoy a weekend and fire up a smoker because although it is the middle of the winter, Mother Nature is kind of smiling on us a little bit. And I think I'm going to do some fishing this weekend as well, and we're going to be talking about that in the upcoming segments. But Barbecue Bob, thanks for checking in, brother, and cook something good out there. And if you see a new gadget or toy, make sure you bring one back because it sounds like you're in a place where they might have a few of them.
We love presents.
Well, I'm taking pictures for you. Also, just wanted to thank the good folks at UPS 98.5 and the Twister for treating Jop and I so well last weekend. We had an absolute ball at Tip of Town.
Yeah, we sure did. I'll be covering that a little bit, too, because we made a really cool dish while we were up there. I was sharing it with Chaz when he sat in, and we had the opportunity to be at the Tip of Town Festival kickoff weekend, and Barbecue Bob brought the Tech Up, which is an infrared grill. And we did cedar plank salmon on there, which marinated overnight in a maple syrup glaze. So when Bob got done cooking it, there was a little candy crust on top of the salmon, which was wonderful. But the coolest part of the presentation was we had little 4-inch by maybe 8-inch cedar planks that this salmon was sitting on, and they were on fire on all four corners. When Bob pulled them off the grill and we set them on a tray and then carefully took knife and tongs and cut the salmon off there and started serving it to people while the corners of the cedar planks were still on fire. Made just a really, really cool presentation. I don't know how you didn't burn your hands.
Oh, that I was so thrilled handing that over to the cutting board to you. But, Chaz, you'd have been impressed with Joppy. He had a crowd around him nonstop, and he's just like teaching. And they were just drawn right into them. I was the kitchen boy. I was just busy grilling. But Jop was a rock star that day.
He must be watching me when I do my seminars and learning.
Yeah, I just don't have the Madonna headset thing going. I had to just bark it out like a carny. But anyway, it was all good. But hey, Bob, have a lot of fun out there.
We did see some hats like Chaz's up there, though.
So oh, we did. There was actually a vendor up there selling them. They're big, like, coyote hats and raccoon hats, and there was some other animals. I didn't even know what they were. But
I think they're called furry cromers or something like that. All right, guys.
But anyway.
See you, Bob.
All right. Have a good day, brother. All right. Well, Barbecue Bob out on the road doing a little field research for us and going to come up with some, I'm sure, cool gadgets out there at that big barbecue store that he's at. But anyway, coming up next, Chaz and I are going to break down some winter beer styles. He's actually got one that he brewed up that's timely for movies that are out right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun to break these down and maybe pair up a little winter beer with your winter grilling. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.